Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Testimony resumed late Wednesday morning in the murder trial of Karen Reed, who is accused of backing her SUV into her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, and then leaving him for dead. The defense team says she is being set up in what is the plot involving a lot of police officers. But at the start of the day is when things got very interesting yesterday. Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Didn't it get interesting on Wednesday before we took a nice long break for the weekend?
Yes. So at some point, the judge, Judge Cannone, says, all right, we got to not just clear the courtroom, but the stories are that they had to clear the second floor because they didn't want people, I guess, eavesdropping through the doors.
What did the jurors do that shut down everything so she had to have a talkie talk with them? What happened?
We don't have all of the details, but we have a lot of information based on what the judge said. Last Friday, the judge admonished the jury about talking, making faces, making comments under their breath. And then when she brought the jury back in after she cleared the courtroom and questioned them all individually, and that means that it's on the record, but no one else is in court but the attorneys, the defendant, and the prosecution, she said, again, I've already talked to you about two of those questions at sidebar, and the questions she asks every morning include, have you talked to anyone about the tapes? And then at the end of the day, she said as strongly as she could, it is imperative you do not talk to anyone. You do not talk about the case. It seems to me that people are chatty, that there are some chatty jurors and there was some concern. And if I had to put money on it, I would guess that either the bailiff kept seeing them talk or one of the other jurors complained, which is very likely. Jurors complain about each other all the time on jury duty, especially if you're trying to listen and somebody at the end of the row is chatting with their seatmate. And then they moved them seats. Like me in like fifth grade, they moved them seats.
They
so
separated
they keep
them.
Talking.
They you two are chatty them. Friends. You're going to have to move.
That's amazing. Yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
I'm dying. Really?
Don't make me chatty put your friends. Seat in the hallway yes. if you don't behave.
Holy cats.
Yes.
Grown adults.
Exactly.
Grown adults.
And it's hard. I mean, they can't talk about the case at all with anyone. They can't chat about what happened each day in evidence. They can't talk about the lawyers. And it is hard to sit for 5, 6 plus weeks and absorb a ton of information and sometimes ridiculous information and not say anything. That whole thing about do you have a degree, do you not have a degree? The jurors have to sit there and they can't look at anyone and go, are you seeing this? This is wild.
I felt bad for that guy because who hasn't been in life where there's something you've been trying to accomplish? And then when the attorney says to him, so
can you explain what you're talking about?
Yeah. So one of the experts who is testifying on the black box of the car he's an expert in the field, but he admitted on the stand that it's been 17 years he's been trying to get his degree. Mm-hmm. In whatever field he works in. Mm-hmm. Is that a good summation of what happened, Emily?
Well, trying to get the degree is not the issue. Having it on the resume and on the business site, the business website, as if you have it, that's a bit more of a problem because I've never seen that with an expert. There's plenty of tech experts that don't have a bachelor's degree. I've never seen anyone put the degree and then the title of the degree and then a date as if the degree was completed. And so there was a lot of differentiation between the different resumes. And that was the issue. Not having it's not the issue. It's all the different resumes that indicate he has it. And then his company's website on his profile, well, until yesterday, on his education section said that he had that degree. So that is a problem in that it's kind of misleading, I think. And I've never seen an expert have an issue with their resume ever, because experts know it's the first thing to come up. It's not unusual. And you're getting paid as an expert professionally all the time. This man testified in like 5 or 6 different states. So it surprised me it hadn't come up before, but the jurors can't even look at each other and be like, really? And they might not care. They might be like, well, this is dumb. It's just LinkedIn. Who goes on LinkedIn anyway? The jury's pretty young, so maybe it doesn't matter to them.
Not me. Do you think any of this stuff that happened with the jury and the judge scolding them could affect the trial?
I think the jury's a little frustrated because the judge also said, I know you hate it when we go to sidebar. So it seems that the jury is frustrated with the breaks, and I don't know if they will feel less frustrated after having all of today off, Friday off, and Monday off. Right. It could end up with losing a few jurors after the break, but they have plenty of alternates. And it seems that we're almost at the end of the Commonwealth's case. They only have a few more witnesses left, including their reconstruction expert. So we're almost into the defense case, and that will go much faster. So I think if nothing else happens, it won't be a problem. But if somebody's, you know, at a barbecue over the weekend, though it sounds like your weather might not be allowing for barbecues this weekend, but if somebody's out over the weekend and has a conversation about it, you could lose jurors for talking to people. Mm-hmm. That can happen. It happens in cases that are high profile frequently. But I suspect court might have been canceled today because of the weather, Chad. And we have a almost 400 increase in folks from Boston on the YouTube channel. Let us know that the weather coming in there was not great and nobody wanted to be out in it today. So
Emily,
I think that's probably why they canceled the half day.
I also saw something you posted on your Instagram that you had 100,000 people in your law app over this week. And I just think that's so amazing. I'm so proud of what you built. And I'm so glad we can be a small part
of it. Thank
you. Like, that's massive.
I love being here with you guys. So many from Massachusetts come into the chat and say that they found the YouTube show from your show and said, I didn't know I could watch this and talk to other people about it at the same time and have someone explain it in real time. And they asked, how does the jury understand this? Yeah, it's great.
Dan, real quick, you had a question.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Lord, I would Dan wants to ask a question.
Okay, I don't know if we had time or not.
Just real quick, what you got?
All right, so hey, Emily, Dan. I was thinking, if you were going to put yourself in the shoes of Karen Reed, how would you feel this retrial is going up to this point comparatively from the first trial? Would you feel better or worse if you were Karen Reed?
Karen Reed has very good attorneys, but the prosecution has done a better job this trial. I think the issue with the expert is a bit of an unexpected win, but there are some difficult clips that they are playing from her, and the defense can't put those in on their own without her testifying. So there are some clips that go with the Commonwealth's timeline and not with hers, and I have to wonder if she's regretting some of those interviews and the way they're being presented in court. Because this is a very different prosecution. And we heard jurors talk after the last trial that on count two, which is a less serious count but still serious, the manslaughter count, there were eight jurors leaning towards guilt on count two. So I don't think you can be in that courtroom and not be nervous. But the jury might have heard all those clips and strong information. They haven't heard from Proctor yet. They just keep hearing this elephant in the room name. So you also have to have faith in your defense team, and she has a very good defense team of lawyers. And so it's hard to see the case without going, but wait, there's more. But yeah. Everybody sitting in that chair is going to be nervous, and this case is easier for the jury to understand this time around. It's just coming clearer. But then when there's issues in the Commonwealth case, those are clearer too.
Will you be covering anything today? I got a text from the 617. I don't know what to listen to today at work. Please help.
I am not going to be covering anything today because my 17-year-old on Saturday is moving out for the summer, and he won't be home till August. So I am helping him get ready to move in. He is doing a competitive marching band over the summer with DCI. So I am getting ready to take my kiddo for the summer. So we're going to be packing today. So
enjoy the time off.
Replay another trial. Yes, I'm going to take the day to get everybody packed. But there's lots of trials, and I've got a ton of reading to catch up on in Diddy and other cases. And there's a Monday episode of the podcast where I talk about Diddy and the clerk of court in the Murdaugh case getting arrested for perjury connected with the Murdaugh case. So the Emily Show podcast is still up on YouTube if there's other cases people want to catch up on.
Awesome, Emily. We will talk to you next Thursday.
I'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks, y'all. Have a great day. Stay safe with that weather.
All right. Bye-bye. Emily D. Baker, you can find her on the Law Nerd app, which tells you everything of when she goes live on YouTube. You can find her on her YouTube channel as well. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.